I'm turning your Bibles to Job. Job chapter 1, please, this morning. Job chapter 1. And we're going to read a couple verses there, 13 through 22. Job chapter 1, verses 13 through 22. I'm going to start reading. Verse 13, it says, "And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job, and said, The oxen were plowing, and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them, and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee." Verse 16, "While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, The fire of God has fallen from heaven, and hath burnt up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, The Chaldeans made out three bands, and fell upon the camels, and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness, and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee." Verse 20, it says, "Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped." And I want you to listen to verse 21 there as my text this morning. It says, "And said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly." I want to talk to you this morning on the subject, don't throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel. Let's pray before we begin this message. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for these people who they come and they show your love towards you. Lord God, I ask most importantly this morning that if there's someone in here who's not saved, who doesn't know you as their personal Lord and Savior, that they would be saved this morning. I pray, Lord God, you'd bless this service. I pray that you would open the hearts and the minds of these people here today. Convict us where we're wrong and help us, Lord God, throughout our problems and our issues, Lord God. We need you this morning. I pray, Lord God, that you would help this service to be honoring and pleasing to you and help them to hear from you and not from me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As we see here a story, many of y'all have heard this story and know this story in the Bible on how Job, there's a whole book written about Job and his life and his problems. And it shows a whole book how we can apply Job's life to our lives. And Job is here. Job is living his life right, I believe. Job is doing what's right. Job is living for God. And one day Satan came to God and said, "Hey, I'm going to test Job." He said, "I'm going to test Job because I don't think Job can serve you. I don't believe Job can withstand the pressure that I'm about to put upon him. And I think Job is going to lose his mind and he's going to turn his back on you, God. I don't believe he can do it." So God said, "Okay, we'll test him. Go ahead. You can do whatever you want to Job. But this one thing you cannot do is kill Job. That's the only thing you cannot do. You can do whatever you'd like, but you cannot kill Job." And by the way, when God is talking to Satan there, God owns Satan. God owns the devil. You see, the devil never killed Job. God can put limits even on the devil himself. Because God owns the devil. God owns the world. And God put limits on the devil. He said, "You can do anything you want to my servant Job, because I believe he's a good, godly man, and he's not going to do that." So the devil said, "Okay, well, I'm going to test him then. And I'm going to test him really, really, really hard." So in this passage here of verses 13 through 22, Job is just living his life. He's in his house, you know, he's doing whatever he's got to do, running errands, as we can apply it to our days, our life nowadays. But he's living his life normally, just as many Christians do nowadays. But one day, he receives a knock on the door from one of his servants. One of his servants come to him and say, "Job, you got to listen to this. What happened to me?" These men came and they took away our cattle and they killed every single one of your servants except for me. And I barely escaped out and I barely made it alive. And while that guy was talking, another servant came and said, Job, look, I'm another a messenger. I got to tell you what happened, that this fire came down and it burnt up all of your sheep and all your sheep are gone. All of your cattle is gone now. Your servants have died. And while that man was talking about that, there was another man who interrupted him and said, Job, another problem has arose. These men came from, these bands came and these bands of men came and they took away all these, your camel. And they took him away and they grabbed him. They killed all your servants. And I'm the only one that's spared. And he took him away. Now, in the Bible times, they used animal and camels and sheep and oxen as part of their income, as part of their wealth. They bartered with it. They used it. And the Bible doesn't say how much he had, but I'm pretty sure Job had a lot of cattle, a lot of those animals. And he said, someone took it all. Someone killed all your servants. Then you would think that this would be the last blow to Job's life as he's standing there going through all, about to suffer through the most horrific thing that any parent could go through. Another messenger comes up to him. You would think, oh, this is the last blow in Job's life. Oh, this is the last time Job will ever serve God after the messenger tells him this. But the messenger came to him and he says, hey, Job, I got one more issue. Your sons and daughters were eating in a house together and the winds came. And they knocked down the four corners of the building and the building fell and it killed every single one of your children. Now, I want you to just think about that today as a parent. Killing every single one of your children. Now, I bet you Job, what did he do? Did Job say, hey, you know what? God gave me all these children. God gave me all this land. God gave me all these cattle. God gave me all of my servants. But you know what? I'm just going to curse God and die. I'm just going to live my life however I want it, because if God's given me that and he wants to just take it away, I'm going to live my life the way I want to do. And because he's going to take away, I'm not going to serve him. Sounds like a lot of Christians nowadays. Sounds like a lot of us nowadays. Say, oh, this problem has happened to me and I'm gonna do what I want to do. Oh, God's not a good God because this happened to this person. God's not a good God because watching what our nation's going on. God's not a good God. No, Job didn't do that. In verse 20, he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb and naked shall I return hither. The Lord gave and the Lord had taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job realized that stuff, what didn't even belong to him. His children weren't his. Me and my wife, I talked about it. And I try to tell the Lord all the time that my daughter is not mine, it's yours. And whatever you want to do to her, that's fine with me. But Job realized that his stuff was not his stuff. You see, you know that house that you own today, Christian? That house that you own today is the Lord's. That money that's in your pocket, that money that's in your bank account, that's the Lord's. The your children, those are the Lord's. The children are inheritance of the Lord. Those children, everything is the Lord. This church building here, it is the Lord's. Yourself, sitting here today, you are the Lord's. You are God. He can have whatever he wants. He can do his own way. But my title of my sermon is Don't Throw in the Towel. And many of y'all have heard that phrase before. Don't throw in the towel. And that phrase comes from boxers. As a boxer, he fights and he gets 12 rounds as he's boxing and he's fighting. And he's fighting hard. And many of you have seen boxers, they fight and they punch and they fight to the end. And they're trying to knock out the other opponent. And I can imagine, don't throw in the towel as a boxer is going through round one and he's punching away. And everything's going good for him, and maybe he gets a little bit hit here and there. But the boxer's punching away round one. Round two comes, he's punching away. Round three comes, he's punching away. Round four, five, six, seven. About the seventh, eighth round, that boxer starts to get a little bit tired. He starts to let up his guard a little bit. Maybe some punches come and he gets hit in the head. But at any time during that boxer's 12 rounds, his coach or someone on the sidelines, he can give the signal for them to take a towel or a sponge and they can throw it in the ring and the fight is over. And you can, someone can throw in that towel for a token of defeat. And he can give that signal at any time during those 12 rounds. Someone can just throw in the towel and he can quit. But I want to encourage you today, Christians, is don't throw in the towel. Don't give up on your fights every single day that you have with the devil. Don't give up in this worldly crowd that we have nowadays, in the charismatic world or in the work world. You have people cussing and people doing all kinds of things, and we have abortions going on, and we have marriages that are falling apart. But let me tell you today, don't throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel for God. Job never threw in the towel. He got beat up. He got bruised. He got battered. He had boils from the head, from the top of his head down to the bottom of his feet. His children died. All his cattle were gone. He had nothing left. Yet he said in verse 20, "Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord gives. The Lord takes away. But I'm still going to serve God no matter what." And I want to tell you something, Christian. If you look at the end of this book, and it tells us that God blessed Job after all this is said and done. Job even had friends come to him and tell him, "Oh, you're doing wrong. You're living a sinful life. You need to repent of your sin." Job said, "I'm not doing anything. I've just been living my life." And there might be a Christian here today who's like that, who says, "This problem has happened to me, but I'm doing what's right. I'm going to church. I'm doing what's right, but this problem has happened to me. Why would God do that to me?" Because God owns you. God owns that problem. God knows what you're going through. But I want to encourage you today is don't give up on those problems. Don't, married couples in here, don't give up on your marriage. When you went down to that altar and you went before that pastor, preacher, and you said those vows to each other, those were vows that were meant for a lifetime. For a man and a woman. By the way, a man and a woman.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
A man and a woman. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
That's right.
Homosexuality is wrong. It is not biblical.
No.
There is no way in the world that you can say that God is okay with two men marrying each other or two women marrying each other. That is not biblical.
No, sir.
God has made it for a man and a woman to come together and to be together for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
By the way, that's not meaning having five wives or six wives. That's not doing that. And I have to preach that nowadays because it's happening. People are doing it. It's crazy. But I'm saying to you, don't give up on your marriage. You may say, well, he doesn't do this or she doesn't do that. And I don't like it this way she does it or this way he does it. And I'm just, we just always fight. Don't give up on that marriage. Keep doing what's right. God will bless you. God knows what you're going through. As long as you keep following God and following the Bible, God will bless you. Don't give up on your spouse. Don't give up on that one that you went to that altar and you said, "For better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, no matter what happens, we will stay together." And yes, the Bible gives some grounds for divorce, but it is meant to be between two people for the rest of their life, for the rest of their time. Don't ever give up on your marriage. You parents in here, don't throw in the towel on your kids. Don't say, "Oh man, I got this teenager at home and he or she has, oh, they just don't listen. They just don't listen to what I say and they don't do what I do. They don't do anything I tell them to do, and they're living it out. They're rebelling. They're doing whatever they want to do." Don't give up on your kids. Your kids can be raised for the Lord. Your kids can grow up and be raised in a good, godly home where you put them in. And don't give up on your kids. I see it many times nowadays where kids walk all over the parents. Kids in the store, just screaming and kicking, I want this, I want that. And the parents just, okay, yep, here you go, you can have this, yep. Just please be quiet, you can have this, you can have that. And the kids just run the parents. What's wrong with our country nowadays? I'm glad we have old-fashioned Sunday, because old-fashioned Sunday is where the Bible was preached. Old-fashioned Sunday is where godly men of old got up and preached, and who didn't throw in the towel, who didn't give up, just like Job did, just like many men in the Bible did. But they said, Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. No matter what comes my way, I'm still serving God. If everyone in the whole wide world were to turn their back on God right this second, I would never, ever leave God. I don't ever want to be that guy who ever leave God. Amen. If I'm up here preaching to myself this morning, I'll do it. I'm not up here preaching for a pat in the back or a clap or an audience to clap. I'm not up here doing that, but I'm up here because God wants me to do it. Amen. But I encourage you this morning, don't throw in the towel on your kids. Don't throw in the towel on your marriage. Don't give up on life. Depression. It's a thing. People go through it. Heartaches come, trials come, burdens come, dark days come. And people may be thinking of taking that gun, blowing their brains out. Hey, let me tell you something today, person, is that is only of the devil. The devil wants you to waste and ruin your life. God has something planned for you. You teenagers, don't ever think that it's okay to take a gun and blow your brains out. Don't ever do that. You say, well, I've got this addiction and it's so hard to get past. God can help you through that addiction, but don't let the devil win. Don't throw in that towel to him. Amen. Don't give up. You've got 12 rounds of fighting. You've got your whole life to fight him. But the devil says, you know what? I can see that God is going to use you for his good. But you know what? Right now, you're addicted. You have problems. You're not listening. And I want you to end your life right now because you don't deserve to even live another second. That's all of the devil. That's all the devil's putting in your mind. Teenager, adult, whoever you are, don't give up on life. Don't give up on God. The Bible says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. Everyone should be in church. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I truly believe it. Every time, takes three to thrive. You should be there. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. You say, oh, you're a little old-fashioned. I don't think people should be doing that. I mean, I go to church, you know, sometimes. Anytime the doors are open, God wants you to be in church. Amen. And by the way, I've talked to some people and they say, well, we have our own home church. We do it here in our home. We study our Bibles here at home, which is great. You can study your Bible here at home. But the Bible says not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. That means you should assemble with other Christians to get in the Word of God, to dig into the Bible. And yes, you can do that at your house, but God wants us to assemble in a building or to somewhere. It doesn't even have to be. This building doesn't make up this church. It's the people in here who make up the church. It's the people in here who come to church and who make up the church. If I were up here by myself and it was just a building, it would be worthless. I would be preaching to a brick wall. That's what I'd be talking to, a brick wall. But I encourage you today is don't throw in the towel. Many of us can be discouraged at watching the world go on around us in the news. Oh, man, I don't even turn on the news. I don't like to watch the news. Some of y'all may like to watch it. I cannot turn on the news because it is just a depressed state that we're living in. That's just what they do. This person died. This happened here. And this war is going on. And that's all it's about. But I encourage you, don't throw in the towel on your kids. Don't throw in the towel on your marriage. Don't throw in the towel. You've still got more fight to go. You say, well, it's hopeless and it's lost. Job was hopeless. He was lost. All his kids died. All his cattle's gone. All his money's gone. He doesn't have anything else to live for. Why doesn't he just end his life there? It's because he said, this is the Lord's stuff, and he can have whatever he wants, and he can do whatever he wants to my stuff. This is not my stuff. You say, well, God's not good. He did all this bad stuff to Job. God's not good. God, why would God do this to Job? You have to ask God. I don't know. But I know this, is that when Job did not curse God, even when everyone else around him was saying, you just need to die, you just need to live your life, the rest of your life, how you want to live it. You need to throw in the towel, Job. You need to give up. You've had too many punches, too many bruises. You just need to give up. Just throw in the towel. Just give your life, end your life. You're probably living in sin. You're probably doing what's wrong. You need to just give in. But Job said, no, I'm not throwing in the towel. I still got some fight left. And at the end of this story, Job was blessed by God. Job was blessed tremendously by cattle and servants and children. And he got all this stuff back was because that he knew that that stuff was God's. What I'm telling you today is don't throw in the towel just because something's happened to you at school. Don't throw in the towel just because something's happened to you at work or something's going on or you can't see your way around this whole situation. Hey, sometimes God wants us to go through the mountains. Sometimes God wants us to climb up the mountain. There's no way around Mount Everest. You've got to go through and up and over that mountain. God sometimes says, I'm putting this valley in here so you can have a low time in your life just to test you, to see maybe if you actually love me. Because sometimes, you know, our money is our excuse. Some of us have a lot of money. And we don't rely on God is because, oh, I can just write the checkbook or I can just give him some of this. And then God's left out of the whole equation. Hey, just like God did the same thing to Job, he can take that money away just like he could do to you this morning. The stock market crash, the government can go down, anything can happen. But the fact of the matter is that God owns the whole universe, God owns everything, and God has his will to do whatever he wants with it. Hey, I'm saved from the same hell you are saved from. I'm going to the same heaven you're going to. And you can have that free eternal life as long as you believe in Jesus Christ. But don't throw in the towel. We are only on this earth for a little while, just for a short vapor of time. And then heaven and hell are to last for forever. In hell is eternal. Don't ever let you tell someone about purgatory or something like that. That's not in the Bible at all. You go to either two places when you die, and that's either heaven or hell. As long as you believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of your sin and get it right, you can go to heaven and have that free gift of eternal life. Hey, by the way, Christian, that's the same God who gave you that eternal life is the same God who took away Job's stuff, is the same God who blessed Job. You see, why would I ever turn my back on God when God has given me breath? I wouldn't even be here today if it wasn't for God. You wouldn't be sitting in this pew today if it wasn't for God. But you want to blame God for all your health problems? You want to blame God for all your issues that are going on in life? And say, you know what? Curse you, God. I'm living my own life and doing it my own way. You can go down that path and you have that free will of choice of doing it. But you're not going to end up. I've never had someone say, oh yeah, I've turned my back on God and it's been the greatest decision I've ever made. Not one person has ever told me that. But I will tell you this today is that don't throw in the towel on any situation that you may be going through today. Keep fighting. Amen. Keep in the battle. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist him. Whenever the devil attacks your mind, he puts some thought in your mind or something you think you should say that's wrong, quote a Bible verse. Resist him. Just like Joseph when he got in Potiphar's house and she grabbed him and tried to seduce him, he ran the opposite way. Even though Joseph was put in a prison after that, even though Joseph was put in a prison and he sat there and he thought his whole life may have ended there, but he knew that there was a God who could do whatever he wanted with his life. He knew his life wasn't his. He knew his life was God's and God's only. And God, you can do whatever you want to me. And how'd the story end up for Joseph? He was the second greatest ruler in the world behind Pharaoh. He was put second in command of the whole Egypt. Superpower of that time. I don't know what your problems are this morning. I don't know what your burdens are. I don't know what trial you're going through or what trouble you're going through. But God doesn't want you to throw in the towel. God doesn't want you to give up in the sixth, seventh, eighth round of fighting. God doesn't want you to give up to the devil and give in to his lies that you may believe that, oh, you know, a little bit of the world mixed with the church is okay. God doesn't want you to give in to that lie of, oh, a little bit of rock music today will be okay. God doesn't want you to give in to that lie of, oh, it'll be okay if I end my marriage. It's all right. We can get a divorce and we can settle this thing. That is not of God. God does not want anybody to leave and have, you know, many times I see it in divorces days that the kids suffer from it. And it's sad. It's sad today. But I'm telling you, don't give up on your marriages. Don't give up on your kids. Don't give up on your life problems, your life situation. You've lost your job, or you've had a bad day at work, or something's happened in your life, and it's just one thing after the other. You know, I was talking to Brother Brandon or someone about car problems, or Brother Bingham, and he was telling me some issues that he was having all in one day. It's all happened in one day. And I was like, well, you know, when it rains, it pours. And sometimes that is true with us today. When problems come our way, when it rains, it keeps coming and it keeps pouring. And I can't even imagine being Job standing there, seeing all these messengers one after the other, literally coming. It says there they literally interrupted each other. They were coming so fast. And it all came all at once. But Job said, my life is not mine. My kids are not mine. My marriage is not mine. This world is not God's, or is not the devil's. This world is not mine. But everything that I have ever done, everything that I have, everything that I've ever bought is God's. And I am not going to give up on him right now, because I would not have the stuff that I have or even live if it wasn't for him. We need some more Christians like that today. We'll say, I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to throw in that towel. I'm not going to do that, Satan. I'm not going to destroy my marriage and have my kids suffer because of my selfishness and my pride. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to live my life, a whole life wrecked with sin and shame and turn my back on God because I got this some sickness. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to serve God with the rest of my life. I'm going to live for God the rest of my life. Don't throw in the towel. Maybe you get that job promotion that says, oh, but you got to work on Sundays. And you say, oh, well, I can't come to church now because I got to work on Sundays. And you don't give God first priority, the one who created you, the one who made you. Don't give in to that. Don't throw in the towel to that. If my job were ever affecting me and my church time, my soul winning time, I'd drop it like a hot potato. And I'd hope you do the same, because God is first in my life, and I know that God owns everything that I've ever had. God owns my wife. God has free will what he wants to do with my wife. Same with my daughter. Same with every single person in this room today, is that God owns everything. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns our Congress. He owns our president right now. He owns Russia. He owns Israel, the war in Ukraine, the war in Israel right now. He owns all that. He knows what's going to happen. But I'm telling you, don't throw in the towel just because you have a bad day or some heartache comes in your way. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your marriage. Don't give up on things that you're going through and the battles that you have to face. Don't give up with your fleshly desires. Don't throw in the towel to those things. Be like Job and don't throw in the towel. He said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's go ahead and everyone bow their heads, close their eyes.